At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mike O'Mara Show presents This Week in Downton Abbey, featuring our expert, Lord Patrick of Glastonbury on Potomac.
Good afternoon. How are you? Don't all answer at once.
Well, I thought it was a prepared piece, Patrick.
Have I frightened the rabbits today?
No, not at all.
It sounded like a monologue.
Very a bit.
I simply wanted to greet you. I'm here for the weekly episode recap of the fabulous masterpiece series, Downton Abbey.
Well, I'm not accustomed to being greeted by an upper-class person like yourself.
Welcome.
Normally you just ignore us.
Thank you. I'm here to discuss what has become so very, very popular in America, and that's Downton Abbey, and I know that we have not given weekly episode updates after the Christmas special, so I'm here to catch you up, if you will.
Excellent, I will.
For those of you that don't enjoy the program, I cannot possibly stress enough how much you're missing each and every week.
How much we're what?
How much you're missing.
Wow.
Each and every week.
I hate to miss anything.
It's a triumph. It's a triumph of writing, of producing, of cinematography. And I urge each and every one of you to check out your latest PBS effort.
Check out?
That's not very
That's
becoming.
Really not. You're sort of Americanizing yourself.
I suppose.
It's boss. Check
that
it
is,
out.
That is an American way of speaking.
Well, I like how you're dumbing it down for us.
Explore. Explore your innermost feelings and sensitivities
really
watching Downton Abbey. But I digress.
Of course.
Yes. It's a time to get right to it.
All right. And this is the recap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I should. This is the synopsis, if you will. Of series three. Lady Sybil Crawley, who is the youngest daughter of the Earl of Grantham, the one who dresses as a
daughter
nurse.
Of who?
The Earl of Grantham.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it the first time around.
She is the one who dresses as a nurse throughout the Great War.
Oh.
She has confounded her family by marrying the Crawley family Irish chauffeur.
Oh, that is hot.
Yes,
I've seen that movie.
That, of course, is Tom Branson.
Who?
Tom Branson.
How do you feel about the Irish?
I believe they're more inexpensive than arrows. When going into battle, use the Irish. They cost us nothing. That's for all you Braveheart fans out there.
That was wondrous.
Episode one.
Yes.
Sees Tom and... Where's my music?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Where's my bloody
can't
hell
do
music?
Do this without music.
Episode one.
Yes.
Sees Tom and Sybil.
Sybil.
Sybil. Tom and Sybil return to Downton for Mary's wedding. Cue the awkward encounters between Tom and the rest of the family.
Oh, that is funny.
He's rather high-spirited, don't you know? You know, what's with his Irish secessionist views?
Hey, with all that awkwardness, I bet there's a lot of door slamming and harumphing.
Oh, entrances, exits constantly. Yes, and you know, I've always thought that the exit is not an entrance.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
How does the chauffeur feel about that?
Something extra.
Oh, God knows what goes on downstairs.
Where?
Downstairs. But anyway.
Lord Patrick.
You're getting excited, aren't you, Lord Patrick?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I believe I just made an entrance exit joke.
Oh, yes, you did. That's dirty.
Oh. We also find out that Violet, of all people, that's Granny.
What?
Grandmama. Granny.
Oh, of course. Oh, the elder.
Violet, of all people, paid the fare for the couple to attend Mary's wedding. While Matthew is so supportive of Tom, he invites him to be best man at his wedding.
Best
Mary.
What?
Best mom.
Have you ever been on Downton Abbey?
No.
No? So no. What are you? What is your title? What makes you an expert?
I am Lord Patrick of Glastonbury on the Potomac.
All right. Well, what makes you an expert?
Well, what makes you an expert?
I never said I was.
What makes
Why are you being so feisty?
What makes me an expert, dear boy, is my my knowledge of the ways of the British aristocracy.
British what?
The British aristocracy.
So what is the Abbey itself? Is it like a hostel?
It's a home. No, it's a house.
It's a house.
It's a great house in the country. It's a beautiful, majestic palace.
Like a bed and breakfast?
No, it's not a bed and breakfast. It's where the Granthams live.
It's a home. It's a grand home.
And do they take care of your mind?
Do they take care of it themselves?
They take care of it with a staff of 40 plus servants.
They have a staff.
Wow, it must be huge.
It's massive.
Wow.
Is it anywhere?
It's huge. It's solid. It's hard.
Central air?
Is it anywhere near Notting Hill?
It's not near Notting Hill. That was another movie.
Hey, is it near the 100 Acre Wood?
May I finish,
please? I wish you would.
Thank you. Anyway, in episode 2, it finds Mary and Matthew returning from their honeymoon in France.
Where?
France.
Oh, I love it.
France. You know. The pace of the show, is incredibly fast. Subplots like Edith's on-off relationship with Sir Anthony begin and end in minutes. This season, bad Lady Mary has returned.
She's bad?
Oh, yes. She could be a very bad girl.
Bad like evil, or bad like you would say in the 1970s?
Bad to the bone.
Oh, like George Thorogood.
But she has returned, thankfully, with her fabulous eyebrows and gorgeous 1920s clothes. The Mary obsessed with...
Do you ever wear 1920s clothes?
I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, look at those spats.
This is the Mary who's obsessed with keeping Downton going at all costs and giving Matthew and his principals a tough time.
How do you keep it going? It's just a house.
It's a house that requires tremendous effort to make sure that everything goes properly. And if things don't go properly, well, we're all out in the woods now, aren't we?
Have you ever been there?
Savages.
I mean, if you never appeared on the show, have you at least ever been to the Abbey?
No, I've never been to the Abbey. I watched the program, like I hope everyone who's listening will.
Do you live in Washington, D.C. area?
I live on the Potomac.
Literally.
In the vicinity of the Potomac.
Like Fort Washington?
I am Lord Patrick of Glastonbury on the Potomac via Manassas.
Wow. It must be a tributary.
Let me get to episode 3.
I wish.
And here is the main reason.
Where?
is the main reason I've come by.
Yes, of course.
Earlier in the season, due to some financial mismanagement, Lord Grantham was in danger of losing Downton Abbey.
Oh, and it takes a tremendous amount of upkeep.
Yes, it does. It does indeed.
Do they have a croquet court?
But I must tell you, the good news now is that Mary's husband has saved Downton with his inheritance.
Yes.
I guess that's
it. Isn't that...
Why are you dodging the croquet question?
What do you mean the croquet question? But we don't play croquet all the time. Your stereotypes are tedious.
No, okay, what about...
Your stereotypes are tedious.
Then what about, like, volleyball?
Volleyball? Oh, I suppose next thing we're going to do, we're going to play nude volleyball.
Oh, that'd be
perhaps,
hot.
Perhaps they'll install a bowling alley in Downton.
Now, that would be good. You know what you call it over there? Kegling.
Oh, lick my bag.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of the state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Hey, we got more jazz superstars on the way, folks. Gooey Martin, Willie Mims, Drop Jaws Turner, Sketch Friendly, Tootsie Childs, Sammy Biltmore, No Talent Jones, Anwar Benitez, Bossy Marmalade, Bad Check Mazursky, Ray Ray Takamura, Shaky Premise, Bootsy Crouton, Richard Sakai, The Premarital Sextet, CSI Miami, D.W. Jitters, The Chubb Group, Cantaloupe St. Pierre, and many, many more funny names. I'm gonna go vomit to keep my weight down. That's right, that's how Krusty does it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 17 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com for those of you that follow us online. And we're on great radio stations like 102.9 FM WTNT and the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Today is Jan 15, 2013, and we are brought to you today by Vistaprint.com. Mm-hmm. If you're starting a new business,
Take care, people, and take it from us. You need professional-looking business cards to get that phone to ring. Now, thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10. Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so very easy to create a quality custom business card online. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own, and we're talking about heavy paper stock here.
It's the greatest stock in the world, Mike.
Half the regular price to get this offer plus free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Again, 250 top quality business cards for just $10. You can't beat that with a stick. They are one of our fine sponsors, and go to them right now. Vistaprint.com. Enter the code TMOS and put that in the search bar. Hello, hello, hello. We are back for another fabulous show, and it's great to be back on the radio, even though we had our minor technical glitch last night.
We didn't.
It was Mark Ronick's fault.
Always.
That's really what happened.
He's the fall guy.
It was his fault. Well, I mean, that's why he's the business manager. Yeah. He makes sure things like this happen, and he got
together. Or don't happen.
No. And a little frustrating last night. A little frustrating with the issues. What happened, Mark?
Well, basically, during the segment where we were discussing Rob and his love for Facebook, all of a sudden the station went to station ID, and then we had about 5 minutes of dead air.
Really?
Yes.
And all the there are certain individuals. I include our good friend Mr. Diaz, who is visiting with us today. Mm-hmm. Mr. Affleck.
Yes.
They're fans, but not.
Yeah.
Well, there is an erectile joy in in miscues that is so just palpable.
Well, what they love,
they won't. If you have something fabulous happen, mm-hmm. or there's a fabulous announcement made, there will be acknowledgement of that.
Yes. Sure.
But it will be delayed. However, if there is some sort of disastrous circumstance,
a disaster might be
immediate response.
Disaster might be strong. You know what they love, Mike? They love friction.
Yes.
They love friction and discord.
RJ,
not that kind.
RJ, you would listen to every episode of every show and be amused and enjoy it. God knows you are a passionate supporter of this show.
He enjoys it very much.
But let me give you a sound. Let me give you something RJ would like more than anything else.
Oh, boy.
That's what he likes.
He does love that.
How is that, Mike? It's the way you operate.
Makes him laugh.
You know I'm telling the truth. You know that's
sure thing.
Absolutely true. And Trip was the other one. You know, I'm sitting there.
So they hipped you to the dead air.
I listened to, you know.
No, where did I do this, Mike?
You did it to Mark.
Well, that was to Mark. That was not on Facebook.
And also,
no.
And RJ, to be fair, over the last 3 years.
Right.
Oh, wow. You do take great joy when we screw up. It's a trait you share with my wife and my kids.
Yes.
My wife is never happier.
Schadenfreude.
Precisely. There is never, my wife is never happy than when I screw up.
Right.
It's very rare.
That's the way it is.
That's why she loves it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And would our friend Tripp be, because all I know, maybe I'm just blaming Tripp, who said some wonderful things to me over the years.
Yes.
But Buzz, calm down. We're not going to alienate any of your dear
the
Buzz mob.
I just have a theory about it.
God, nobody works the PR angle on Facebook like you do. God forbid anything negative is said about any of these
people. Hey, Mike,
people.
I agree.
Yes. So anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
So I get it.
Feels good over here right now.
I listen to 44 minutes of the show.
Right.
I listen to the first, almost the entire first hour.
Right.
Then I go repair to my easy chair.
You think we're all
set?
It's
like, okay, everything's fine.
It worked out.
I start to watch whatever I'm watching on TV. It might have been the replay of Downton Abbey, I swear to God. And Carla says, Trip Affleck said there's dead air.
I love when you do your Carla impression.
And I just said,
So she hipped you to that before I did?
Because
tried to make sure I got to you before everyone else did.
And then I call Mark, and Mark and I, who have 700 conversations a year, and we have one of these phone meltdowns where he can't hear me because I don't know what's going on. I call him on my hard line, and it's going, and he's like, what? What?
Oh, that is the worst.
And that's what I was hearing from Mike, and all I could think was how he was through the roof that entire time.
but it was sweating. I had just turned it off, and if I had heard it, I would have
maybe
been,
that was what did it.
I would have been out of my mind.
Yes.
And of course, Oscar, you know, listened to it. Buzz gave us a listen. Rob listened to a full 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to try and listen to it in Leesburg? It's fun.
You can get online.
It sounded like your microphone before I changed the wire.
You are. I'm over here going to the emergency room with, you know, my blood pressure going through the top of my head.
Right.
And you, it's just like, we have to have some music. You've got music for Oscar that says la, la, la.
Yeah.
We have to have music for you.
May I make a motion?
That involves fruitcakes and puppy dog tails. And
Mike just had a heart attack and died. I'm going to go make myself a sandwich.
I got your email. It was an email, right?
Yes.
An email about the show.
After all the issues had been resolved.
After it was all over.
Right.
And I heard 10 minutes. It sounded great. And it was just a...
Well, but you see, to be fair, what I did is what you did, but
yes.
Just in a smaller portion. You gave it 40 minutes, but you get a better reception here than I do because my house is made of copper.
You guys aren't required to have to listen to the whole thing. That's where I come in.
Right.
I should be listening to make sure everything's going
okay.
Yeah,
but okay. This is a... I guess you would expect out of all of us here because, Mike, we've talked about that it's – even to ourselves, it's a little strange to listen to our shows. And I didn't listen to our shows that much when I was on the air with Chad.
Yeah.
And I know you don't do it now and you didn't do it with Don.
And some of us, like Buzz and Mike – feel the burden of radio again.
Yes.
For some strange reason, it's that same, you know, everything is going great until we involve ourselves with the radio dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then it just goes.
It would have been really magnificent if last night had gone a lot smoother.
It would be magnificent. Yeah.
But the growing pains.
Yeah, and
you know?
and it's
did you say groin or growing?
Well, both.
Yes.
And
all of the above. But.
Mark, as I give you the look that Tom Hanks gives the center the second baseman from A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen again?
No, it is not going to happen
because
again.
Because I'll take the bullet for this. I take it so seriously. I really, really do. It's an old school thing. It's like no dead air. You know, there's no reason.
Right.
We did our part. We did what we were supposed to do. And the technical glitch that happened, and it won't happen again. And, you know, for everybody that was listening to the full thing, that listens to the thing already in the daytime and then in the nighttime, trust me. It's not going to happen again.
Never again.
It really is not going to happen again.
I look forward to that. And here's to many more. something. Many more shows.
Two years and we're out.
Today will be the second one.
Yes, it will. That's very true.
This is only day two.
I know.
Second show.
Like, it'll only get better.
I totally agree with you.
I totally agree.
On the program today, we have to vote on our final Jack Cassidy
t-shirt.
Yes,
we must.
We'll take a vote, and we're going to do that live on the show.
Okay, good.
So we will go to the, bring them up and show me what the t-shirts are, and we'll do that. We'll talk about Lance Armstrong, although, you know, Lance Armstrong lives in a sport that I don't give a rat's ass about.
Right, and this comes much too late between those two things.
Yes, Lance Armstrong's sport, to me, makes soccer seem like a killer popular sport in America, and it's not. But we'll talk about it anyway because it has to do with the subject of lying and perpetuating a lie, which is worse than lying in the first place.
Right.
Let me see. Buzz and the law, we will get to that because I know you had a run-in with law enforcement.
An encounter. Not a run-in, but an encounter.
An encounter. Okay. Is it going to be interesting or is it going to be just...
I think it's
because sometimes you say, I had a run-in with the law, and then it's like, yeah, they came in and they said, can you donate to the Policeman's Benevolent Fund?
Well, it's a step above that.
Okay, very good.
Does it involve having that sticker on your dashboard again?
No.
Okay, good.
We may discuss or we may not Road Trip 2013, although Mark was here when I made the arrangements for 2013, and I haven't heard back from those people. And are you surprised?
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to get an email from
them.
Wasn't
I supposed to get an email from them?
Yeah, confirmation.
Mm. All right, we'll start with that. All right, the fact is, Road Trip 2013, the first week in March, the Mike O'Mara Show, age inappropriately, is going to spring break.
Fantastic.
Perfect. We are going to spring. Now, it's not spring break for us because it's a working spring break, but we're taking you, the listener, to sunny South Florida for spring break. And I have secured a beach house that's not on the beach, but it's close to the beach.
Very close.
In the middle of all the super teen action.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's
sounds
not.
So creepy.
What
but
could
it's
possibly go wrong?
It is creepy.
When you say
it's
it the sounds
elder,
so creepy.
It's the, well, it,
it
does
really
because
does.
It is because it's elderly.
For all of us.
It's elderly men. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys aren't
teens.
Elderly, but it's like going down. No, it's not hot teens.
Well, that's what they say on the website.
God.
But we are going. Look, I could have gotten this. Spring Break 2013. What this is. First of all, it's a very entertaining week of shows.
Of
course. I'm counting on that because what could possibly go wrong with
well,
all of us
I'll
in
make
a,
you a list.
In a cramped beach house steps away from, you know, what are the names of the beach bars that they have down
Senior
there?
Senior Frogs.
Senior Frogs, the tickling turtle.
Yeah, Mr. Statutory.
You know, the grain of herpetic sand.
The nice. Rusty trombone.
I like the rusty trim. That's also good, trim, too.
Nice yeah. oysters.
Then there's our favorite, Mike, beached whale.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It, the one named after you recently.
Thank you.
Which is
wow. Thanks, Mike.
Oh,
recently.
But I do want to thank RJ for teeing that one up.
Yeah.
Very nice. Sometimes we play t-ball on the show.
So I thought I had this house secured. I'm going to find out after the show okay. today. I'm going to make some phone calls again, make sure we got it. I got kind of a giggling girl that was...
Did she know who you were?
No.
Starstruck?
No, no.
Nobody's charming and funny, so she couldn't help herself.
At least she wasn't the first girl that we spoke to.
Yeah, the first one was very mean and nasty.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, at the realtor's office, and they said, yes, it's available. And I said, okay, well, let's get cracking.
Yeah.
And it's really a kind of a chick-decorated house that we're staying in.
You mean it's actually decorated with women?
It's got greens
That'll
and pastels.
Well, Florida colors, yeah.
And
yeah.
it looks very nice. Mm-hmm. And we are steps away from the main drag on Fort Myers Beach. And we're going to be there.
Great.
We're going to be driving, which is the only way to go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Driving down there.
Have so you examined the possibility of the automobile train?
That's too expensive.
Wow. Oh, is it really?
We can't afford that as a show.
I understand.
One of the things for 2013 is that when we play Pineapple Princess.
Oh, I've got all my Annette records, Mike. I unpack them.
Everybody. Spring Break 2013.
Pineapple Princess, he calls me.
You know, the last time we played this song, Buzz sang it.
We got to get down there,
yeah.
and we have to get down there in a cost-effective manner. Mm-hmm. So we're not flying because that's too expensive, and we're trying to rent like big SUVs so we can take all the equipment.
Have you explored hitchhiking?
Hitchhiking down there.
Hey, do you have room for six guys and a lot of equipment?
Just take us on the train.
We're going to be more like seven or eight guys. Because
that's true.
But some people are going to have to like sleep on the deck.
Well, they do cannonball run.
It's going to be very similar to that because we're going to have to take a couple of videographers because, shocker, we're going to videotape the whole thing for our TV reality program.
That's
parts
right.
of it anyway.
So it's the Mikey Shore.
Buckwild, Florida.
Should be interesting as we go down there. I will let people know the details as they happen. But right now it is blocked off for the very first week in March.
March.
So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be something we've never done before. And as Oscar Santana mentioned so eloquently, it's going to be just a little creepy.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it's, you know, you can always look.
I just like to go,
stare.
And,
exactly.
well, first like to go all, out and meet the fans.
With me, yeah. you're not going to deal with a lot of me time at the beach. Look at me. I just don't go there anymore.
Oh, you love to bronze, Mike.
I will put the cabana outfit on.
Yeah.
And
lots of terry cloth for you?
Yeah, lots of terry cloth and my flip-flops. An oversized hat and a walker.
Some sunscreen.
And,
black socks.
And I will hard occasionally, series. Probably round about sunset,
yeah.
I will venture off to to see these. But you're not going to get me. Now, Buzz is a different story. Mm. Buzz will probably blacken himself all day
and
at the beach because you're a beach
nude.
Person,
yeah, if
right?
you don't mind. Yeah.
You
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Pools
oh,
and the
God,
beach.
Yes, I live for
and all
he'll
that.
He'll bust
yeah.
out the thong.
Yeah.
You will
you
go.
Insist.
You will go. Rob Spiewak will go swimming in the water with his t-shirt.
Well, right. what I will do is to save time, I'll get in the pool before you fill it. It'll
we
cut
have,
time in half.
We have our own pool.
Yes,
oh, yes, that's right. How about that?
And I have to say to all you guys,
for swimming or bathing,
don't you go dying on me. I hope we got to button this thing up because
you're the last person that injured themselves in a pool.
I know, doing the
surface dives.
Right.
Oh, that's
trying
right.
to impress the partygoers.
You came on to work on Monday looking like a young Indian woman with that dot on your
yeah.
forehead.
I know. Let me do this. I'm going to do a surface dive right to the bottom of the pool.
Well, at least you didn't finish up the night by going to Charlestown.
Let's go
gambling. Yeah, that was the morning.
That was a very tough morning.
That was also the morning that Carly kept walking around her mom's pool saying, is that Rob's belt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those Rob's pants?
Clothes scattered
yeah,
everywhere.
Are those Rob's sunglasses?
So it's spring break 2013.
Can't wait.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
And it falls into the category of the way this show works now. And for the new listeners on WTNT back in Washington, D.C., I can tell you the way the show works now is we do things that A, are going to be fun for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the first priority.
That's actually A, B, and C.
B, entertaining for you. And C, we got to be able to do it on the cheap.
Yeah, cost right. effective.
Yeah, because, right. you know, we run our own thing now. And these are things we could not have done.
That's right.
We certainly could not have done in January, gone to a radio executive and said, we want to go to spring break in March.
Never would
have
happened.
And put that together.
Oh, we tried for years.
That well, what would have happened is that you would have an hour meeting about the concepts of how you could sell into it.
Right. right.
And then you would leave, and then 3 months ago by, like, remember when we were supposed to go to spring break?
Yes. That's right.
Because it never had happened.
Wouldn't They'd offer happen. You yeah. something sponsored by a bad beer yeah. and it would happen in October now, and it wouldn't be at the beach.
Now, we're making this announcement we're making this announcement early before all the you know the details are finalized, but I will tell you that it is certainly a long way between Virginia and all the way down to Fort Myers Beach, and there will be meet and greets.
Oh, yeah.
There will probably be more than one meet and greet on the program, and so get ready for that. We're just going to, you know, Mark's got a lot of work ahead. Ahead of him
yes.
to set this up and put us in a place that we can get to. I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, we can do it in Tampa, Florida,
nice.
On our way down there. Sweet. And that, but that would be really before we drive down to the house. So that's
yeah, right.
What could possibly go wrong
meet
with that?
Meet and greet at Mons Venus.
And then there will be, I've done one of these before, but I've done one in Fort Myers Beach. But, you know, the good news about where we are, we're 2 hours away from everything.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Including an unfortunate death.
This is true. And in March, the first week in March down there, there's everything going on. There's baseball. Right. There's fishing.
Oh, you have your tickets.
There's spring break. Yes, yes. If we don't talk about that. But thank you very much.
Right.
And we're very excited about that. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. And just stay tuned for it. It should be a good time. A good time should be had by all. When we come back, it's Buzz Burbank and his run-in with the law on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you along with us today and tonight and tomorrow. Our segment is brought to you by...
That sounded so genuine.
TLC Laser Eye Center.
And tomorrow.
We love you all.
Imagine ditching your glasses or contacts. Find out if you can at TLC. The TLC surgeons have an international reputation, performing LASIK on over 2.2 million eyes. That's a claim no other eye center can make. Wow. TLC's equipment is state-of-the-art, and the TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. See what you've been missing. Call 877-TLC-2020 to schedule a free consultation or visit TLCvision.com. And be sure to tell the friendly staff... And they are friendly.
And beautiful.
Friendly and beautiful.
That's right.
Tell them you heard about TLC from us at the Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center.
And then thank them for listening today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Thank you, Rob. Buzz Burbank.
Yes, that's Mike O'Mara.
You have had a run-in with the law.
Well, yeah, an encounter, really. A Sunday morning.
You were busted when?
No, no bust, no arrests were involved. No one was arrested. No one
Step
was injured.
Step out of the car, sir. I smell something in the back.
Wasn't in the car.
Are the cuffs very tight?
Sir, is this a permit
so.
For medical marijuana?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
What happened?
It's Sunday morning, and it's relatively early. My neighbors are out of town for the weekend. And so it has fallen upon my wife, Marcia, to feed the neighbor's cats in their absence.
Did they go on a trip or something?
Yeah, how long did they go away?
They just out of town for like 2-3 days.
Oh, by
by
themselves?
Yeah, our neighbors?
Yeah.
No, our neighbors went on a trip.
Yeah, but by themselves?
By themselves,
they
yes.
didn't go like with a large tour bus or... Because I thought at the assisted living facilities.
Oh, yeah, aren't they crew trips?
Mike, it's really not a bus. It's called a luxury motor coach.
And
it will drop you right off at the casino, and there'll be a lady to escort you to the nickel slot.
And we all get our own cottages.
Yeah, good.
So... they left their cottage for the weekend.
What is the average age in your neighborhood, would you estimate?
I'm going to say conservatively 75.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I got that vibe.
No, not at all. No.
But I got the vibe when I go to your house that you live in, let's just say, an established neighborhood.
It is an established neighborhood, but there's
a
young couple next door with like a 7-8-year-old daughter.
That cries all the time because she doesn't have any playmates.
And he's a...
Buzz won't
That's
play
true.
With me, Mom.
That's, and both of those things are true.
How would you like to hear the news, little girl?
He's a sports writer for the Associated Press and now a published author as well.
Wow.
But they're out of town for the weekend, and so we've agreed to feed their cats, which means Marcia does it.
Do they? So they have no dogs either?
No, not anymore. They used to.
Oh,
so
speaking of cats.
It ran into a problem with the mailman, and so they had to get rid of the dog.
I would have gotten rid of the mailman.
What is
well, we
that,
did that too.
What does that mean?
Well, the dog frightened the male person to the point the male person didn't want to go there anymore.
So did he bite the mailman?
No, barked and just generally threatened.
Hold on. Oh, no.
Yeah. Here's my mailman. His name is Liberace.
So there's a candy-ass mailman
that
can't handle a barking dog, and the dog has to be destroyed because
of it? She's been moved to another route now. She and the dog have both been relocated.
Oh, wow.
That's the
worst.
Yeah. See,
Wouldn't it have been great?
Hold on, Rob. The movie is not The Post Woman Always Rings.
No, it isn't.
Wouldn't it be
great? If only it were.
If she'd been assigned to the route that the dog had been relocated to. What irony.
But the thing is, that's kind of unusual that a barking dog. So this was a very vocal, complaining post woman.
Yeah, and they have one of those mail slots on their front door where the mail person would try to stick the mail in and the dog would try to eat the hand that was feeding the mail in.
You don't bite the hand that feeds
you. What about just leave it outside?
Yeah. I think that's a federal law.
I'm siding
with the dog on this 100%. Because I bet the post woman. I've got the greatest mailman in the world.
You do.
Who happens to be a fan of this show.
Oh, he is.
And he's just a super cool guy.
Nice.
This is how cool he is. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot that Carla put out a card with a Christmas tip for the mailman. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there talking to my buddy Jerky, who came by when I was taking the Christmas lights down the other day, and I hand the guy some cash. I said, hey, I missed you. Sorry, this is not a ceremonial way of doing it. But he said, no, you're covered. Your wife did that. Mm-hmm. Now, how many other postmen would maybe take that and put that in their pocket?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. That is really crazy that he did that.
Just, I wanted to give
it
him a
speaks
shout
well
out
for him.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I digress.
They were out of town, so we were feeding the cat. So Marcia left, and I knew she was going to be gone for a while because they have a number of cats. And, there are
like
various,
a creepy little, number of cats?
Various duties. You got to scoop the
How
litter box.
How many cats? And
I'm gonna, they are foster. They're a foster home for cats.
Okay.
So at any given time, they might have.
Are these feral cats like John Norman?
No, not at all.
How many cats did John Norman have?
Oh, he had at any time he was caring
like
for
like
a,
six,
but he
right?
was always caring for like a dozen.
Yeah, outside.
Yeah.
Some of those were feral.
And they're called Will Ferrell cats.
Exactly.
They were not funny at all,
and they made 8 movies a year.
Mm-hmm. So Marcia's overfeeding the cats. I know she's going to be a while. So I think, this is my chance to make some progress cleaning house. With her out of the
way. Is that code?
So I start vacuuming.
And it's
warm.
I hate to keep stopping, but when you tell a story, you leave little openings for questions.
Sure. I'm open to any question you have.
So when Marcia's not around, you can get more work done? Is that the point you're making?
Right, because she tends to leave clothing, shoes, boxes, bags,
thousands of
items,
shoes, Mike,
all over the house.
Well, she lives there.
Yeah, she does.
Well.
But that's why we have counters.
I wish people could see Oscar's look.
That's why we have counters and tables and drawers and cabinets. So that things can
she
be
leaves
put
them
away.
Out.
Yeah, I mean, literally on the floor, in the pathway, in the walkway, where you could trip
shoes?
And break your neck.
Are you a neat freak, Buzz?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So that's so she annoys you when she leaves things?
In doorways and pathways where people could trip and break their neck, yes, a little bit.
All right,
she does it more after she ups the life insurance.
It also gets in the way when you're trying to vacuum. And I think, now's my chance because the floor is clear. She's out of here. She's going to be gone. So I madly start vacuuming. I work up a little bit of a sweat.
What a great day when you get to vacuum.
And
he's built up a sweat now because he's vacuuming so vigorously.
Marcia comes back and immediately gets in the shower. And as soon as I'm
now, is the water on or is she just standing in there?
Oh, just standing crying.
Marcia in the shower.
So now it's time to shake out there's a little rug in the kitchen, and it's time to take it outside and shake the crumbs out of it.
Yeah, and all the seeds
nice
and stems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I take it outside and I'm shaking the rug, and I notice a female police officer in the driveway of our neighbor's house.
Oh,
and she's like peering around. And I'm like, something's going on. So
in your driveway?
No, in our neighbor's driveway.
Okay.
I'm out on our screen porch, or it's shaking out the rug.
What did you do with the joint?
I left it inside.
But you're not at the neighbor's house.
No. I'm adjacent to it, though, very much so, because I'm at our screen porch, which is adjacent to their driveway.
That's because they're the next door neighbors.
Exactly.
Nicely done, Columbo.
I'm shaking out one more thing. Okay. I'm shaking out the rug. Yes, Oscar.
Is there a safe word you yell to Marcia when the heat's on? So when she can hide the grow lights and such.
Turn off the grow lights.
It's every person for his or herself at that point. And so I say, good morning, officer. May I help you? And she said, yeah, we got an alarm, possible break-in. And I see what they've done. It's very, I have to admire the police and how they handled this. Two squad cars had arrived to investigate.
Is this Fairfax County?
Yeah, Fairfax City.
Oh, Fairfax City.
Two squad cars had arrived, but they parked discreetly around the corners.
Oh, wow.
So that they, and they both walked in stealthily toward the house, and they were looking around.
Were they tiptoeing?
Yeah. It was like 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Did you say these were Fairfax County's?
Fairfax County? City.
Fairfax City.
Yes. They did a great job. I admired the way they discreetly parked around the corner and crept toward the house.
I better not go to Buzz's neighborhood.
So they were looking. Well, that's just generally true anyway.
No, they were fine. They stopped by Buzz's neighborhood, Mike, right after they dropped off resumes at real police departments.
Just wanted to make sure that we were clear, though. It was not Fairfax County, right?
No, it was not the county.
Okay, it was Fairfax City Police?
It was the city police.
Sorry.
They did an admirable job, I thought, of
good
handling
for them.
The situation.
Yeah, see, I'm getting you in trouble because it's your neighborhood.
We're fine. Right. And so I explained, my wife was over there feeding the cats.
You suddenly became Jimmy Stewart?
I did.
I did. It's a mistake.
Wasn't sure how I wanted to attack.
I didn't understand. it's just my wife.
So I said,
Rob does a good Jimmy Stewart.
He does.
And the cop said, just now? And I said, just a few minutes ago, yes. And she said, well, that would be it. So apparently Marcia set off the neighbor's alarm when she was over feeding the cats. And they were on there. But what made this really bizarre for me is that because I'd been working and sweating, I was shirtless, and I suddenly realized I realized that I'm now an episode of Cops.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This was when?
Sunday morning, 9 a.m., vacuuming,
it was
sweating.
Like 58 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was a very nice day.
The high temperature.
But no, I'm saying it's cold when it's 58.
Now you're sweating.
The high temperature of the day was going to be 58.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not the warm day we expected.
I stepped outside to shake a rug. So to speak. That's my code.
That sounds like something isolated from a 1940s movie.
Yeah. Shake a rug, man.
You got to really love yourself if you're okay with just doing manual labor with your shirt off. I'm a slimmer man.
There was no one else around at the time.
Yeah, but you're outside.
I worked up a sweat. Only briefly to shake out a rug.
Only briefly to discuss something with an officer of the law.
Well, I went out to shake the rug, and then there was cop.
Did you really forget that you were nude from the waist up?
No, I didn't forget, but there was... I was shaking out a rug, and then there was a cop there.
What would have been better if you had wrapped yourself in the rug?
No.
If only I had thought of that.
I have had occasions where the law would show up here because, you know, I'm in a very, very illegal corridor here.
Right, right.
You know, we're right down near the Rio Grande here. And so it's, a constant activity that happens. But one thing I know is that especially late at night, if something was to happen, the first thing I would be, grabbing would be... a cover-up if there was John Law outside.
The bedroom, the clothing, everything at the other end of the house.
So you were shirtless?
And there was the cop situation was immediate. You know, it needed to be dealt with.
So you walked
right
out of your sun porch and walked
I
over to the cop?
I stepped out on the sun porch to shake out the rug, and I'm not wearing a shirt. I'm just going to walk back in. But while I'm out there, I see a cop.
You know what? I need
a
one
female
more,
cop. I
need
I start talking to her.
One more detail. What are your pants situation?
Yeah, what kind of pants were you wearing?
Jeans and a belt and, shoes.
Hard shoes.
Were they the skinny jeans you wear all the time?
I don't think so, no. They were just weekend jeans.
Yeah. Weekend not jeans. Comfortable for cleaning.
Weekend mom jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Were you wearing a sweatband on your head?
No. I only do that in the summer when it's really hot.
Do you bounce at bars?
Wait, you gotta get some disco music for that. Okay. Because as soon as you said
disco
were you
stew.
Wearing a sweet, if we picture Buzz now, he's wearing tight jeans, no
tight,
shirt.
Tight jeans.
In your fantasy.
A sweatband on his head, and of course, wrist sweatbands as well.
Of course.
Naturally.
A gold chain. And, a very thick gold chain.
And the cop arrives and is exploring the neighbor's house. Right. Then he looks over to the right and he sees Buzz's house, and
there's Disco Stew.
That is exactly the song.
That's
that
great.
Is exactly the song. Hey, I'm going to stop shaking out my rug. Pardon me. Excuse me, Officer Beautiful. I was wondering.
May I help you?
Welcome to the Burbank House. Oh, my God.
There's never been a break-in, but if you'd like to come in for a cup of cappuccino coffee.
Good morning, officer.
I've got John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis inside here.
What?
Okay.
So what happens next?
That was it. I mean, everything, they went on their way. They were satisfied that there was no break-in. That was my wife who set off the alarm.
Can you approximate the age of Officer Beautiful?
Oh, I'm going to say 37.
Celebrity most resembled?
Oh, very good. Who was the celebrity?
Punch.
I'm going to say Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, so she was a stocky woman.
Yes, yeah. A little bit.
I'm going to tell you something, officer. I know that even for Fairfax City Police, the police work is hard work, and you look like you could use a beverage. Yeah. Why don't you come inside? I've got some celery with peanut butter.
Did you know a lot of people don't know I've done a lot of modifications to my house? I have a... massage room.
You know what makes me feel good, especially in the middle of a weekend when I'm working hard? How about a nice can of Ensure?
Actually tasty.
It builds muscle.
It really does.
It does.
Yeah.
So everything's
cool? Do you have an extra shirt in your squad car?
Well, of course, I had to tell the neighbors. Of course they do. It's like on Cops.
He made it with the headband as soon as I heard that.
That is just too good.
I'm sorry it wasn't a better story.
Oh, my God.
Turned out just fine for me.
Oh, Lord. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back next hour with our T-shirts. We had to pick our Jack Cassidy T-shirts. We'll be right back. One. I can't stop this feeling deep inside
of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, and we're available online every single day, and we're also heard on great radio stations like WTNT 102.9 FM and AM 1630. The mighty KCJJ out in Coralville, Iowa, and please make sure you check out those fine radio stations and download us every day, because we got 17 million of you that have done that, and we appreciate that. This segment of our program is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's 2013 VIP packages. Enhance your VIP-ness. Enjoy all our bonus shows, including the video on demand feeds, plus the live video feed of our weekly shows. And it's all now available for your mobile devices. We have tremendous stuff that's associated with this show. It's not all the radio program.
No, no.
All of our videos, our animation, the whole package. You can get these packages.
Our sweatbands.
Some of them come with a DVD of our recent sold-out Reno show. And the Gabe Strine animated series is terrific. The 2013 yearly subscription are available now at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on the word bonus at the top left-hand side of our homepage. That's the Mike O'Mara Show 2013 VIP package. Okay, it's time. It's time to vote on our T-shirts. We have three finalists. Is that true?
Four. We picked four.
That's right. Four finalists for our Jack Cassidy T-shirts. And I hope that most people will be pleased with the voting outcome here.
Yes.
We're all going to vote. And RJ's here today. We're going to let RJ vote too, because Lord knows he's only here one day a week now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. So this is by Holly Klein. This was the last minute entry that we had on Friday.
Wow. That is sure pretty.
Let's see that.
Show everybody.
Oh, that was my favorite.
I like
out
that
of all the ones we
I
saw.
Like that.
That is sure pretty. Yeah. All right. Let's see the next one.
And also
next
for one. People that are listening, that incorporates not only the cigarette holder, but a swishy font and devil horns.
That's right.
I mean, that's the full
that's
package
everything.
Right there.
Now we've got Matt Hanley.
That's the officer, sir.
Yeah. Matt Hanley's design.
Very nice. Very nice design.
Also kind of swishy.
Classic, though. Yeah.
Terrifically done. Okay.
Both solid.
And now we've got Patrick Wolverton.
All these are going to be, it doesn't matter because we're going to make the announcement.
They're all on
right
our
now.
Website, but yeah.
I like that one. That's different. It's not the cigarette lighter, but the cigarette holder, but it's a very nice devil
horn. I'd like to
J.
say that the devil horns on that J, though, they don't look like devil horns. It looks like a slug.
You know what?
You're right. And it really doesn't suggest Satan to me. It suggests a slug. So I say nay.
And the last one is John O'Connell.
John O'Connell, wonderful designs. Really, really strong.
I think, Buzz, you were partial to this one.
Very strong. We like the large plume of smoke.
And I also like that because I don't think that Klein's has the website on it, does it?
Well, that's easy to fix.
That's true.
All right, let's go through. You know, we've got the top four. We'll go around the room right now and vote on one through four. Mm-hmm. We've seen them all. We don't need to see them again. Mark Ronick, which one do you vote for?
I vote for Holly Klein, the first one we looked at.
Number one. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with Mark Ronick. I vote for number one as well. RJ Diaz.
I vote for number four.
Number four from RJ Diaz.
RJ votes for a lozenge.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for number one with the caveat that we can put the website on the sleeve. because I think the website needs
to
be on.
Well, now you're mucking it up.
No, no. I say that that's the best design.
Okay.
But I want to make sure we have the website
on. See
the,
let me see number one again. Let me
number
see
number one. Right here. Yeah.
So you vote for number one.
I do.
But you want the website not underneath Jack Cassidy?
Well, right now it doesn't have the website. It just says the Mike O'Mara Show underneath Jack Cassidy.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Let me make a suggestion.
Okay.
Could we that could easily be changed to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Then absolutely. I am all in. All
make
in.
Make it that way without modification.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful
design. If it's the winner.
I vote for number one as well.
Number one.
And I'd like to disregard all of Rob's caveats.
Okay. Noted.
Buzz Burbank?
Wow, that's the first time ever.
Make it unanimous. Number one as well.
Buzz didn't feel super strong about any of this.
Number four was a close second, though.
Number one is the winner, and that is who?
That's Holly Klein.
Holly Klein. Our thanks to, let's give everybody else a hit, all the other people.
Holly Klein, Matt Hanley, Patrick Wolverton, and John O'Connell.
Thank you all.
Nice work.
Will we be able to send all the finalists a nice little something in the mail.
I can do that, sure.
We'll send them a nice little parting gift. It's just people should realize this. It's a lock of our hair.
No.
The San Francisco treat, Mike.
So
down there.
Mark will put the Jack Cassidy t-shirts up on our website, and we'll get those in production. We'll get it right over to our little Keebler elves that make our t-shirts, and it should be spectacular.
Bless the elves.
Mike, you mentioned this at the top of the show
that
you didn't know if you really want to talk about Lance Armstrong, but I think we should just at least touch on it.
What I said was I didn't, you know, it's the sport that I have never really cared about. A lot of people feel the same way. You know,
a lot of people.
You know, it seems to be such an obscure sport. It gets a little TV coverage. But I was always surprised at Lance Armstrong and his level of fame in regard to a sport that is not that popular in the United States.
Don't you think, though, the sport was more about Lance Armstrong?
100%.
Yeah, he transcended.
And also
as
because he was banging Sheryl Crow for a while,
right,
which was that was sort of neat. And then he did the cancer thing. He beat cancer. Everyone loves that. But I think people liked him without liking the sport.
Right.
I think the sport still doesn't have any traction
like
in the
champion,
nation.
Not
they like
the sport.
A champ. Yeah.
So Lance Armstrong has come out recently, finally, with the admission of his guilt, a la Pete Rose.
Right.
He has finally said, after denial. And, you know, as I said, I don't care about the sport as much as I care about the lie. And I think that's why a lot of people are paying attention to this guy right now. And it, to me, just demonstrates something that is proven again and again and again, that lying is bad. But perpetuating a lie
even worse.
Is the worst thing you can do.
And the longer you perpetuate it, the worse that is, in my opinion. That's why, to me, the apology just rings completely hollow. At this point, who cares?
Yeah, at this point, he should just give up.
We knew you were lying 3 years ago. Why are you sticking? You know,
well,
why? Well,
I didn't think he was lying.
It's to get attention.
Really?
Think he was lying.
I really didn't think he was lying.
Right.
And maybe it's to his testament, where to the veracity that he used to fight these allegations that was in him, the way that Nike would put ads
veracity?
Out. Veracity?
Ferocity.
Ferocity.
You mean
detriment.
Ferocity. Yeah.
No, to his credit.
No, to his credit. Because
okay.
In general, for his credit, because every time there would be a story that would come out, he'd either sue the publication.
He actually ruined the lives of a couple of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would
including
sue,
me.
He would sue the publication for millions of dollars, which he had won already.
He had won a lot of money.
And he'd also go out of his way for some sort of publicity campaign, which involved his top sponsors. And I mentioned Nike, but Nike came out with their own like Superman ads,
right,
where he's talking about how people doubted him. They questioned him, that he was doing this in the purest manner possible. And the fact that he fought it so well made me believe, unfortunately, that he was clean and he was doing this, and everybody else that was alleging that he wasn't was just really
hated. Of evidence.
Let me share with you what Oprah Winfrey said, because this is one of the individuals there where he was supposed to do this confession.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey said Lance Armstrong, who she said confessed to her that he used performance-enhancing drugs during his string of Tour de France victories, did not come clean in the manner she expected. This is from Reuters. Winfrey went on to say that she would leave it to others to decide if the former champion was contrite during the interview that was taped on Monday in Texas. But she did call him thoughtful and serious. So it's kind of
she's already backpedaling.
She's trying to sell the TV interview. Yeah. Is what she's
Do you want to hear any? I have a montage of all the denials he's done through the years.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Lay it on us.
So here's a montage of Mr. Lance Armstrong.
Let's talk a little bit about the doping.
This is not the first time it's happened to me. This stuff started back in 1998.
When I in the bottle, as I told you earlier, having never taken performance enhancing drugs, there was not EPO in that.
from our perspective and from what's gone on at U.S. Postal and Discovery and all of those tours, we have nothing to hide.
I have never doped. I can say it again, but I've said it for 7 years. It doesn't help.
My case, I mean, I came out of a life-threatening disease. I was on my deathbed. Do you think I'm going to come back into a sport and say, okay, doctor, give me everything you got. I just want to go fast. No way.
How many times have I said it? If it can't be any clearer than I've never taken drugs, then incidents like that could never have happened.
Everybody wants to know what I'm on. What am I on? I'm on my bike, busting my ass 6 hours a day.
One word to sum this all up, credibility.
You do not put a banana peel in a mailbox.
That's not Lance Armstrong.
I must have hit a wrong button.
So I think because he is a victim not only of his own lies, but he is a victim of his own branding. I mean, he has branding.
He was boxed in.
That is up with Donald Trump, the way that this guy was able to make a name for himself. He is a walking, talking promotional machine. I've never seen an athlete in an obscure sport, you know, compared to football, baseball, everything else, who has branded himself so incredibly. Well, I mean, this guy was a household name.
Well, a lot has to do with the fact that the way he battled cancer and the way he came out. Those Livestrong bracelets, who didn't have those yellow bracelets?
And he did some good with that.
So sure, does the good
raise some money?
Does the good that he did, and this is the question I wanted to ask you, and I saw the interview this morning with Oprah, and it's funny, it's actually... It's weird the way that she even talks about this interview because she's cagey about it, but then she also plugs her own network, and I've never seen her plug anything.
I think I know the question you're going to ask me.
Does the good outweigh the bad?
It does not outweigh the bad, but it does. It is. I am glad.
They're separate.
I am glad that there were some benefits to his cancer campaign. That's a good thing. But the answer is, it's never worth it to make your name on these lies the way he did. And it is sports at the end of the day.
Sure.
But as soon as you become this public figure, and as soon as you become this lying machine, and you start protecting your own ass by sending other people into, you know, the world of doubt, and these people are scrutinized, I mean, that's a difficult situation.
Do you think
he's a bad guy, and he will be forever known as a horrible human being?
If it doesn't outweigh it, does it at least offset it? Do you think it softens it?
You tell me, as somebody, you are the father of a cancer survivor, you tell me what you think, because you've been around this Lance Armstrong cancer thing.
I love the fact that he did what he did, and he raised as much money as he did with the apparent sincerity and vigor that he did it. However, I think at this point, I think he should have left well enough alone. He could have done just as well by not doing this interview with Oprah. I don't know that he's improving his brand by admitting to it, because there are many people who thought he was lying all along. They're just getting the satisfaction of what they already knew. And then there are those people that thought, well, no, he never did. Then he revealed to them that he did.
You know what? You know what it seems to come down to.
So this is, I think, when you get to the bottom of it, this is a bad move all around to admit it. No, because it's been this far along. Why does he even pick at the scab?
Well,
I think
for publicity.
Yeah,
and that's the part that irritates me most about this.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of people.
We should be. Actually, we should shun him. We should ignore him.
Your Quaker outfit and shun him.
Instead of
it's a Quaker outfit with no shirt though.
Celebrating him.
Exactly. Hot, right? Yeah. And instead of celebrating him, instead of giving him all this airtime, all these headlines, all the news coverage, all the attention, stop thinking about him. Yes, he did good for cancer, and he should always be acknowledged for that. There are several ways. We all lie. Everybody lies, and there are several ways to handle it.
That's not true.
You can do the Letterman thing and get out in front of it.
Right.
You can immediately confess once you're caught. Or then you can do what Lance Armstrong did and wait years and deny, and more adamantly each time, and perpetuating this for years and years and years, and then come clean and expect forgiveness? What? Well, go away.
But yeah, here's the thing. I think that this makes it easier for all the scandals that will come after this, for the people that bite the bullet and actually come out and come clean when they've done something wrong. I think that when you say we all lie, yeah, we all lie. Everybody makes mistakes. And with Lance Armstrong behaving so badly with this, who cares what his motivations are? It's going to be transparent. Everybody right now is going to know that he's a self-serving bastard.
The longer you wait, the more hollow, the more empty, the more meaningless.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
The confession and the apology are.
What I'm saying is, by doing this, the people that will you know, screw up, and then the day after have a press conference and say, I made a terrible mistake.
Right.
I'm this is going to make it easier for them. You say sometimes.
I hope so.
I've always thought that when you have people that confess right away, mm-hmm. a la David Letterman mm-hmm. when he had the affair.
He got in front of it.
When he had the affair and he came out and right away he did that, and you say, well, you know what? The next time something like this happens, people probably will be less judgmental. Will be more judgmental mm-hmm. for somebody. No, because you get
it's
guys.
The complete opposite.
You get guys like Lance Armstrong mm-hmm. that keep lying, and you mm-hmm. get a guy like Pete Rose. And what you have with those two types of individuals, you have a love of self mm-hmm. that trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have they are so concerned, and they think that they are so much better than everybody else that A. They do this in the first place, mm-hmm. and B, they think that they can get away with it.
He was boxed in. I mm-hmm. think by like the ad campaigns and all that. I think maybe he reached a point where he felt I can't well, be honest now, even if I wanted to.
Do you think it has to do with the culture of athletics?
Because
I think
it's the culture of America.
Well, okay. Let's be clear. He didn't just decide to come out. He has been, the 1,000-page document mm-hmm. that just basically laid out how he'd been doing steroids mm-hmm. was the final nail in the coffin for him,
mm-hmm.
where he had to do something. He could have walked away into the sunset and he would have had a bunch of civil suits because they mm-hmm. couldn't take him to court from the state because the 7 years had passed and the statute of limitations had passed when he had actually talked about this,
right.
if he was doping or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's civil suits. So what he can now do, and you're right, Buzz, there's something about him coming out. Well, I think that the good he did was amazing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of athletes don't do that.
Right.
He stands to make more money now, not than he did in his career, but mm-hmm. with a book deal, a movie
That's
deal.
What worries me.
It all
me.
Spins back
I
into
don't want mm-hmm. that.
People want to know how you did this.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it, and here's funny, and we made a, you know, we joked about Downton Abbey when I was watching that, but one of the things I've noticed when I watch this show, if it is in any way historically accurate as to how this aristocracy lived their lives, but I think if you, I watch a lot of this stuff. I like the pieces that go back into ancient history as
sure.
to how they lived their lives. And one of the things you notice about Downton Abbey is the truth is extremely sacred to these people. It really, that there is not a, there's deception and there are bad people mm-hmm. and there's evil like everything else. But what you watch a lot of is this telling of the truth, and they're not that great at lying. And mm-hmm. I think in the olden days, there were liars, don't get me wrong, but I think it was a much bigger deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were dishonest,
oh, it's your honor.
I think your honor meant a lot more. And we live in a life now where, you know, it seems to be watered down a lot. I mean, you look at a guy like Tiger Woods, you know, and that just goes on and on and on. And they're protective. And
people
say
Tiger wasn't lying to the general public. He was lying to all his other girlfriends.
Which he was.
Which was pretty much the general public.
Yeah. Which he was. But it really is something that, you know, I'm going to bite myself in the ass for doing it here. We have on this show... We all do our own thing. Sometimes we don't tell each other what's going on. But I think in recent history, it's been proven out that it's a big deal to us mm-hmm. in our little family here
sure.
as to how we live. You get into a big radio corporation, it's the way of the world.
Right.
We have worked at radio stations where standard accepted operating business practice was to deceive the personalities who were going to be fired.
Yeah.
And I will remember if there was not an employee at The Edge, my most recent incarnation, who hadn't given me a piece of copy for the new FM format that was going to debut without me,
uh-huh. right.
I would not have known anything. And then I went to management, and God love those two guys. I thought they were lying to me, but no, they were being lied to by
yeah,
their
by
superiors.
Their bosses, yeah.
And it is a way of doing business that I think that's changed over the years mm-hmm. to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And you know, as long as we have a culture like that in business, it filters down to everything. What do we tell our little babies? We tell our kids, you know, I'd rather have you do anything than lie.
Yeah,
you
sure.
can do right. anything. I will love you, but please tell the truth.
Tell me the
it's
truth.
One of the first things you all parents say. And then it gets forgotten.
You may have just nailed it, and it may be almost institutional. It's easier in a like a university or a large corporation to get away with a lie,
but
and much harder and much less forgivable in an intimate family.
But
situation.
It exists in radio because, like everything else that radio is built on, it's cheaper and easier to lie.
It's no, but it's SOP. Mm. Yeah. It's standard operating right. practice
policy
in a radio station. I mean, mm-hmm. you're sitting there going, "This comes down from the very top." You have people that this is not debated. You don't have a boardroom or a conference room at a radio station where they say, you know, we're going to have to lie to these. It's not even discussed.
No, it's just done.
It's done.
Yeah. It's done.
I remember the first time I got fired in radio. I got lied to, and so did Chad for that matter. And you know, as a team, when you're young and in a business, you're almost shocked. You're like, why would I get lied to? And then we said, well, you lied to us. And then they say, we had to. Yeah. No one has to.
Yeah. No one has to. Right. But they go to that all the time.
I love that story.
Screw you, Lance Armstrong. I think we all agree, right?
Yes. Yes.
To hell with him. We are going to take a break when we come back. Here's a man who never lies. He's Rob Spiewak. We've got his audio vault next on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is more of that same music that was playing that day. Buzz was
that's right.
with his headband.
Topless.
This is after he got her into the massage room.
Come on in,
my
officer.
Favorite part of the show right there.
Should I share Mike the picture?
You should. Okay. Yeah. We've already... Mark has the picture for today's
Here
post. Yeah.
Yeah, this is for today's show post.
Is getting your balls busted isn't enough.
There it is.
Let me see.
Welcome back to the show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. It's brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. Oscar Santana had a great experience. You will too. If you'd like a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Services. And that's the wrong sound.
Oh, I thought I got to go home.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
My eyes are screwy today.
We're talking about the, Lance Armstrong and being honest, and that really is part of what's happening everywhere, which is the downfall of Western civilization. Don't you wish you had someone to blame?
I do.
You do?
Just blame
I love
me.
I'm an Irishman. I love to blame.
Okay, Irishman. Yes. You have someone to blame.
Good.
This man takes the blame in an interview with the Huffington Post. It's Jerry Springer.
I am the father of the destruction of Western civilization. Look, my show is stupid. It has no redeeming social value.
I
it's
agree.
It's an hour of escapism. But at least our show is reality. What we call reality shows today.
Stop.
It really isn't reality.
Hold on.
Okay.
Project for you.
Yes.
You have to do this.
Okay.
You have to, and you will love this project.
Yes.
Jerry Lewis and Jerry Springer side by side.
Okay.
You must play these two men
talking.
And play a little of Jerry, then a little of the other Jerry. Jerry.
For tomorrow.
Tell me if this does not sound like
Jerry
a little bit
on
like
Jerry.
Jerry Lewis, but okay. It's actually Jerry Springer.
And what I mean by that is it may be unscripted, but it's not reality. What you do is you create a situation that didn't normally exist.
I know that.
I know that. You know what? I might actually, let me just check one thing real quick. Give me a second.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I need just a
so
second.
It's so close. It sounds so much like Jerry Lewis.
And by the way, I'm concerned about him taking credit for starting that. It's almost as if he's proud of it.
Yeah.
And I think he's also speaking a lie when he says that his show was at least reality. No, they set up those situations.
All that stuff was
you know
set
they
up.
Completely yeah. and totally.
But who didn't watch those uncensored DVDs?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sure. You know, all I know is that I'll never forget this as long as I live. I'm up in Boston, Massachusetts for a Red Sox game. And it was at the time of the Kerry Edwards Democratic Convention.
Right.
And John Kerry was there at the game. And it was a big deal. There's a lot of security around. And
right.
We were watching a game. It was the, I think it was the middle of July. And we're up there. And all of a sudden I said, hey, this bodes pretty well for the candidate. You hear Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. And then suddenly goes, they're not chanting Kerry.
No.
It's Jerry, Jerry.
Oh, God.
And Fenway Park in unison was chanting for Jerry Springer, who was walking into the game also.
Get on the pole.
I thought they were chanting for my wife. All right, once again, just to reset, here is Jerry Springer talking.
I am the father of the destruction of Western civilization.
And here's Jerry Lewis talking. This is from about last year, I think.
Are you going on the red carpet tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to put on a tuxedo. It better be.
You
got
to get the intimate.
It's got to be back to
that. You got to get the intimate, Jerry. You got to do that. He wanted to get it. You know, he wanted to.
Yeah, Mike, because I'm so lazy.
Check it off his list.
You know what I was doing all day yesterday? Being lazy for you. Okay? Because that's what I do every goddamn day. You relax.
Oh, my.
Now, calm down.
What do you love more than anything is instant gratification. I thought I had something.
I know.
For
I know.
He was trying to be quick.
That. Okay, you know who I don't care for?
He thought wrong.
Justin
Deep breaths.
He did.
Deep breaths.
Don't be here.
What's that like, Oscar?
Calm down, Rob.
You know, we should finish up today's show because Oscar has a hotline on an even tighter jacket.
Okay, God. All right, calm down.
Don't be jealous.
Justin Timberlake.
Jesus Christ.
Jealous of everything about you. Justin Timberlake has so
it's great
full
being
of
back
himself.
On the radio. I swear to God. Radio. So nice being
Justin
back on
Timberlake
the radio.
Is so full of himself, and I really do think this guy is talented.
Yes.
But he's talking about the fact that he's going to release his first record in like 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's happy that he's teasing America with it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and here he is. How much of this can you take before you just say this guy is? He's like being Jerry Lewis now. This is Justin Timberlake talking about how great he is and how hard he works on his music.
Someone asked me the other day, "So are you just, done with music?" It means more to me than anybody else in the world.
I'm out.
Yeah. Look, I've only done 2 albums in 10 years. That's the way I really look at it. What does the next decade mean for me? I'm the one who sits and is obsessive about it before you even get to hear it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As close as I get to it,
oh, no.
I don't know that I could physically torture myself that much year in and year out.
Hold on. This is what I call a Jerry Seinfeld moment.
Yeah, it
this
is.
This is where they just,
and a third Jerry is mentioned.
Please, you're taking yourself so seriously. And I'm a fan. I like, you know what? I think Justin Timberlake is really a good actor.
I like him as
especially
an actor.
A comic actor. He does a good job. But then he gets into this whole
and you know what?
He
has made a lot of great music. Oh, but boy. He's so into himself.
Expect it to fulfill me the way that it does and the way that it is right now.
Jerry Timberlake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put anything out that I feel like is something I don't love.
Oh, kiss
you
it.
Just don't get that every day.
Please and you know,
you have to wait for it.
He's agonizing and making things so tough on him. Here's a taste of his new record featuring Jay-Z. It's called Suit and Tie.
We
Mike.
Get to hear it.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it out on the floor tonight.
Maybe he should have agonized a little more.
He hasn't suffered enough.
You're so lucky, Mike, that he's put out a third record.
You get to hear it.
That's a shame. I really thought he was one of the guys. You know, look, mm-hmm. we can't judge a guy like this because this kind of celebrity, mm-hmm.
you're surrounded by everybody kissing your ass all the time.
True.
And if you're not with the right people and you're not getting the right kind of filters, you're going to believe your own press. It's inevitable. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's why you need like a childhood friend to come and tell you, like, look, that's
right.
You're an a-hole.
Well,
like, you're an a-hole if you put that out.
All his childhood friends are also big stars now because they were all in the Mickey Mouse Club together.
You know, it's frustrating.
He doesn't have that luxury.
And it requires, I think really, it requires either somebody to help you out or a great support network or an incredibly high level of intellectual capacity because I think smart people sometimes really can figure that
think
out.
Think he might not have that?
And they
well, the whole song, I mean, I've heard the song. I think if you give it one or two plays, you'll like it, and it'll probably be a
it's
hit.
It's catchy. It will be a hit.
But that video, I saw it when it came out on Sunday night when it was released.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat there and I was like, this is not the guy you see on TV that you see in interviews. Like, and he can't be this cocky.
And I think he's really a decent movie actor. And I'd like to see him do some more acting.
You know what? He's excellent.
I hate to see people that are that self-serving.
He's excellent on Saturday Night Live, too. Yeah, I mean, fun. He really is. He's a fun guy.
Fun
all right. Charlie Sheen, not as fun, but he did come on Letterman last night. His first appearance on CBS since he was fired from 2 and a Half Men.
Nice to see you.
Hey, it's good to see you. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
How long's it been?
Well, I was told since 2005. I can't believe
that. Right.
And I know for a while you were banned from being on this network.
It's nice to be back in the CBS family.
Yeah.
Even as a foster child.
Yeah.
They're nice until they fire you.
For many reasons, you're going to be fill in the blank. You are going to be, in the next several months, fill in the blank. You are going to be a...
Grandfather.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yikes.
It's a little frightening, isn't it?
That is. And he also went on to say that his meltdown that we all followed with great vigor almost 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It was not fueled by drugs, Mike.
Here's the confusing part. I wish it was crack cocaine. I wish it was an ocean of vodka, a bathtub full of pills. It was just my brain just kind of separated into itself. And I just had to take a stand for what I knew was right.
But the cocaine was a factor, a small factor?
Not
large
during
factor.
The meltdown. During the previous 30 years, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But yeah, there was a stint in rehab during all of this, wasn't there?
There was nine.
Nine. And are you clean and sober now?
I am at this moment, yeah. Yeah. I don't really believe in that lifestyle anymore because it doesn't seem fair. You guys don't want me clean and sober, right? That's boring.
But
that's healthy.
Wow. Yeah. He sounds still like he's got that druggy,
manic. Hasn't he always kind of been like that?
Yeah, but I've seen some of the promos for his new show, and
I've seen the new show.
He does not look well.
No, it's not funny.
He truly doesn't. Yeah. I mean, and when you're talking about television stars that have access to the hair people and the makeup people, and you see that all the time. It's a little frightening to look at, but hey, you know, I was somebody that was in bed all day Sunday. So
but it's amazing that, can you imagine how he looked before he got to makeup?
Oh man, scary.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. In 2013, Charlie Sheen's going to be a new grandfather, and Mike O'Mara's going to be a new father?
There exactly. we go. Yeah. That's the way to go. All right, and we close. This is a Conan O'Brien. Did you see the cover of Time Magazine this week, Mike?
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is on the cover of Time Magazine.
Yeah, the boss.
Yeah. Well, some of him is. It's hard to get all of them in there.
That is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break, come back with buzz and news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, otherwise known as The Mike O'Mara Show. Heard on great radio stations like WTNT 102.9 FM and the mighty AM 1630, KCJJ. It's time for Buzz and News. I do want to mention to everybody that tomorrow we are going to dive into the social network addiction again. Buzz had a very, very serious article.
Very serious, very scientific article.
And we all have a bit of an addiction to this Facebook thing.
Sure.
And we'll dive into that tomorrow and see what's going to happen.
Sweeping the nation.
But without further ado, let's get right to it. It's news time with Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke's the smart alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Also, try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. If you can make it to Sunday, things will look up, but not until then. For this is the most depressing week of the year, according to experts who studied this.
Really?
The holidays are over, the weather sucks, night falls at 5 p.m., vacation's an eternity away, it's already apparent you won't succeed in your New Year's resolution, and you're coming to realize this year is almost exactly like last year.
Yeah.
You've already made it past yesterday, which, according to those experts, was the most depressing day of the year.
I always thought that the most depressing week of the year was the week following the Super Bowl, because that's when we didn't have anything at all to look forward to for a large chunk of time.
It's the most wonderful time.
Sometimes I'm tight and I can't even help myself.
I like that Andy Williams lives in my iPod all year round.
I just sounded like a Rob Spiewak commercial on WTMT.
There were a lot of finalists for this week. You know, it could
I
been,
didn't think you sounded that good.
We talk about how much we hate February and March. Those are sort of dead parts of the winter where there's not a lot going on. Anyway, the experts say the two best ways to survive this time of year are take walks during the daylight.
No good.
And eat fruit.
No good. I'm out.
Good
I'm
luck.
Just going to be sad.
Hey, the fruit part is okay.
Yeah.
You know, the fruit
there
part
must
is
be some science behind
I'll
this.
I'll say this. Eat fruit in South Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll help
take
your mood.
Take a walk outside in that daylight.
That'll help your mood a lot.
Now you're talking.
I think they've had studies about
sad
and all that stuff, but really, when you're talking about 45, gray and 40 degrees, it wears you out. It gets to a point. You know, you look
you
out our
sunshine.
You look out of our living room studios today, and the doom and the gloom.
It's really very bad. It's the worst, and it's the wetness that has the most problem.
It's terrible. Yeah. Well, that's what I've always said.
It's gray 40 and wet, just like me.
It's the wetness.
Oh, I don't mind it wet. A lot of our soldiers.
That's gross.
I've left myself with an awkward transition.
Right. No, I think that's fine. The officer loved it. Hey, officer, are you wet?
Sadly,
Sadly, a lot of our soldiers are not surviving, and in a bizarre twist, it's not because of combat. A new report says we now have more soldiers dying from suicide than from combat injuries. We have met the enemy, and he is us. There were 229 combat deaths for U.S. troops in Afghanistan last year, compared to 349 active duty suicides. In the Marine Corps, the suicide rate is up by 50%. The Pentagon says it's committed to doing everything possible to prevent these tragedies. Let's hope so. No matter what the NRA says, a majority of Americans want tougher gun laws. 58%, according to a Gallup poll.
This is, you know, I know we've had stories about this a lot. Mm-hmm. The most recent one I saw this morning was these teachers down in Texas mm-hmm. where they are overflowing these handgun courses. Mm-hmm. Grip it and rip it. And we're going nuts yeah. in this country. We
it's
really
unhealthy.
Are. I mean, you're getting people saying a certain thing mm-hmm. and doing another thing. Mm-hmm. You're hearing people say, we shouldn't have guns anywhere near our kids. And then you got teachers that are stampeding into these gun classes.
Even this poll shows a majority of Americans favoring tougher gun laws and a majority of Americans favoring armed guards in schools. So
yeah.
We've got some contradictions to work
we
out.
We certainly
clearly.
Do. We are very conflicted.
But this 58% now favoring tougher gun laws, that's up by 15% in the last year. Now, of course, we've had a few gun massacres since then, the victims including innocent young children whose parents are afraid we will forget and do nothing. New York is the first state to take action. Its Senate passing a whole package of bills yesterday, which its assembly will pass today, and it's happening there with the enthusiastic support of Republicans. The new laws include more guns classified as banned assault weapons, stiffer penalties for those with illegal guns, stiffer penalties for those who use them in crimes, a new database for gun permits, and measures to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. Today, the president's getting that report from Vice President Joe Biden on what else can be done to curb gun violence. And no matter what Congress says, President Obama's prepared to issue as many as 19 executive orders, most of which simply strengthen the gun laws we already have. A new Republican congressman from Texas, Steve Stockman, a Tea Partier still wet behind the ears, says he'll file articles of impeachment against Obama if the president uses his executive privilege powers to infringe upon the Second Amendment.
Go in there and make a name for yourself, son.
You know, you do hear people that are anti-gun legislation say mm-hmm. that the existing gun laws don't work. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to come up with resolutions to make the gun laws that are on the books tougher, mm-hmm. well, maybe you can change that.
Sure.
That's kind of logical, maybe. Isn't it?
Yeah. Enforcement.
Kind of how we do it.
And, the most logical thing I've heard said last night, and I was surprised at myself when I heard this, but I'm surprised we haven't heard this more, and I hope we do. The answer to this problem lies with responsible gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not either extreme that has the answer here. It's the guys in the middle.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that you're not going to change the culture. I really don't think we are.
No, you can't.
I think most
people...
Well,
you can't change culture. Culture has taken thousands of years to develop.
And I just don't think we're going to get we're not going to get rid of all guns. That seems to be what some of these people are worried mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from hundreds of responsible gun owners
exactly.
that want to see us solve this problem to
right.
a certain extent so we don't have another situation.
I still contend that a majority of responsible gun owners favor tougher laws cracking down on these semi-automatic weapons and large magazines.
I read this detailed description of a guy who had somebody standing outside of his house, and it was a little racist, to be honest mm-hmm. with you, but it did make you think that this guy was talking about having his gun and coming to the door, and he mm-hmm. knew right away that the guy was lying about being a part of the neighborhood, and he got the sense that this guy wanted to rob him. And there was never really a confirmation of that, but it was a scary little email, mm-hmm. and it seemed to me to be something that made you think, well, sometimes packing heat might not be a bad idea at all, but that is kind of fear-mongering.
Yeah.
So I didn't. So come to that and go out.
Nobody said
what
this.
What email list are you on?
I have a lot of people that are, you know.
All of them.
Yeah. So yeah. There's this big guy at my door.
Now, the other big fight looming in Washington is over the debt ceiling, which, to be clear, is not about new spending. It's about paying the bills Congress has already racked up. We will lose our credit rating if we don't pay the bills. This is like saying to your wife, honey, I've got a great plan for us to have more money. We won't pay our credit cards. Mm. That's exactly what we're talking
about.
That's
what I went to Kerry with.
Please,
she said it didn't work.
Remember this when you hear Tea Party Republicans whining about raising the debt ceiling and blaming it on the president. And perhaps the most worthless Supreme Court justice in history, broke his silence yesterday and spoke almost. Clarence Thomas, who hasn't uttered a word or a question in 7 years, responded to a lawyer's joke during yesterday's session with the words, "Well, he did not." That will make a nice contribution to the history books, Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, from the home office in Florida, four of the Sunshine State universities are offering a sugar daddy program. The universities are offering a sugar daddy program in which wealthy folks can help struggling college students. What do these sugar daddies get in return?
Oh, no.
According to the website, a companionship.
Oh, my God.
Really?
What could possibly go wrong?
Wow.
And in Bradenton, Florida, a 19-year-old man's been busted for shoplifting a sex toy at Spencer's Gifts. While he was there applying for a job.
Oh.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh,
thank you, Buzz.
Our show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a new business, take it from us. You need professional-looking business cards to get that phone to ring. And right now you get an incredible deal. 250 of these babies with the heavy stock. Mm-hmm.
Heavy
the
stock.
Quality business cards for just $10. 250 top quality cards, $10, but only if you go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Tomorrow, more fun and more tomfoolery. Thank you so much for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.